This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, you know WWL is your home for LSU baseball. Up next for the Tigers, Arkansas Razorbacks, three-game series at the box. It all starts tomorrow night, hopefully, weather permitting, 6:30 pregame coverage. First pitch, 6 o'clock pregame coverage on WWL, and also streaming on the Odyssey app. We'll have Game 2 Saturday, which is scheduled for 5:30, and Game 3's matchup is Sunday at 3. Go Tigers! Helping us break down the hog side of things, Jackson Fuller, Arkansas beat writer for the Times Record, joining us now. Jackson, how you doing today, man?
I'm great. Really excited to the weekend, and look forward to talking to you guys about the series we got coming up.
Yeah, looks like a heck of a matchup we're in store for, and just curious what you think of, especially, I guess, D1 baseball's rankings of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Really surprised they have them at number 7. I know some of the other outlets have them a lot higher than that, but we tend to usually, I feel like, go with D1 baseball, and this one just seems really low for Arkansas. I wonder how you feel about it, and if, I guess, the team really wouldn't comment about feeling slighted there right now.
Well, we asked Coach Van Horn on Monday if he thought they deserved to be number one, and he kind of scoffed at it and said no. He kind of expressed the same. There's just so many polls, and you know, one thing says another. I mean, I thought D1 baseball. I mean, I love what they do. I thought they dropped them a little low, or like when they lost. They went through their 3-series losing streak, and I don't know. I mean, their record was still so good, and I understand why. But I felt like that was kind of what is causing them to be number 7 right now, is like they fell maybe a little bit too far, maybe a little bit too much panic with the little lull midseason. But yeah, it was quite the loud statement against Texas. And I've worked for a USA Today paper, and that coach's polls got him at number 2. I think that's probably a more accurate representation of, you know, the whole season. And number 7 is kind of like, I know they're coming off a sweep over Texas, but the 3 series prior are playing into that.
Jackson, before we get into the matchup, I wanted to ask you about that kind of midseason lull, because you're talking about an Arkansas team that's already hit 40 wins on the regular season. They do that every single year under Dave Van Horn, and then also 17-7 in conference play, but 3 straight weekend series losses, one of them at number 7, Georgia, where, you know, a couple clutch hits went Georgia's way late. It wasn't a bad series loss by any stretch of the imagination. They lose 2 of 3 to Texas A&M at home, and we just saw this Texas A&M team last weekend for LSU. They lost 2 of 3 at Bluebell Park. They're red hot right now, and they're going to be a terrifying 3, maybe 2 seed in whatever regional they get placed in the postseason. But then the one that kind of surprised me a little bit, and it's another team that's gotten hot late in the year, is Florida, dropping 2 of 3 on the road at Gainesville. But I just want to get your thoughts on that kind of midseason lull, which I think maybe potentially woke up this Arkansas team based off of what we saw against Texas this past weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you ask the team, I think they would point to 2 kind of factors going into that lull, that little downturn in form. One, just maybe a little lack of energy there. Like they had gone a stretch, I think, where they played like 13, 14 games in 17 days. And, you know, and it was, you know, the road trips, and every team goes through that. But they felt like they didn't have as much energy maybe as they did at the beginning of the year. And their starters just weren't going deep into games. You know, Zach Root kind of had a little, I think that really it started with him. He just wasn't getting into the fifth, sixth inning like he was earlier in SEC play. He wasn't quite having that finishing, punishing pitch to strike out batters, a lot of two strike hits against him. And the bullpen wasn't getting overused, and you would see that come around on a Sunday or a game three. They lost game three in all three of those series where it was 1-1, had an opportunity to win. And the bullpen, I think, just ran out of gas. They didn't play a midweek game before the Texas series. The staff, the players all said that played a huge part in maybe getting some extra rest. And what Zach Root did against Texas Thursday night, game one, I mean, they're going 8 innings. If he's going to start going 6-7 innings consistently, it makes this entire pitching staff, the ceiling gets raised just because less pressure on the bullpen. Guys can throw one inning instead of two, or only make one appearance instead of two. And it makes a difference for this team right now.
I want to get your thoughts on Root specifically, Jackson, because, you know, I watched it. It was on ESPN. Steve and I were in the studio. It was Thursday night. It was like, I think, the only SEC game going on, and it was masterful. I mean, there's a reason that he was named the co-SEC pitcher of the week with Anthony Ianson from LSU, who won a complete game against A&M. But Root was fascinating to watch because he's got strikeout stuff. But when we were talking with Joe Healy the other day about him, he said when Root is on, he's inducing all this very soft contact, and he's just kind of in a rocking chair. And that's exactly what happened against Texas. I want to get your thoughts on Root because it feels like just another SEC series opener between two aces with Cade Anderson and Zach Root.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's both the first two pitching matchups. I mean, let me answer the Root question and then we can move on to the pitching matchups. But I think Root, the thing that separates him and makes him go from a really good pitcher to a dominant Friday night SEC guy is the strikeout stuff, because I think that was kind of in that midseason. He would get a lot of guys to 1-2, 0-2, and wouldn't be able to put them away, and they'd foul pitches off, and then they'd get the count full and either take the base or hit or get a hit, whatever it may be. And I think that the difference against Texas was he was really finishing guys when he got into that. But I mean, that's 100% correct. He's not like a lot of times in college, it's a hard fastball and a hard slider is the strikeout stuff. No, I mean, he can throw a hard fastball, but the changeup is really, when that thing is on, it's really, really hard to hit against him. When he can locate that low in the zone or throw it first pitch when a batter is maybe expecting that fastball, I think that's like, that's the pitch that's maybe the swing pitch for Root. If he's got the changeup on, it's going to be a good night. If he doesn't, he can still have a good night, but he's got to get maybe, you know, a little bit more aggressive in chasing strikeouts with that fastball and slider.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking at the Razorbacks batting order, I mean, that's just like a murderer's row in the SEC here. I know the number one in team batting average, also lead the league in hits, runs, third in the league with home runs. What is this LSU staff getting into this weekend? I know got to watch out for the double trouble with the Aloy brothers.
Yeah, I mean, the whole lineup from top to bottom is deep, but it's really, really special at the top with the two Aloy brothers and Charles Davalan. I mean, you can pretty much ensure, like, even when they did lose those three straight series, like, two of those guys are going to have pretty good weekends. I mean, they've been consistent all year, and you know, a lot of times all three guys have great weekends, but they all hit the ball hard. They've got power to all sorts of the field. And, you know, Cujillo has really been the guy, I think, that's taken this team to maybe the lineup that it is right now. Because when the season started, Cujillo, we did not expect him to be a full-time starter. We thought he would maybe come in and hit against lefties, but there wasn't really a place for him in the field. They had other guys that could hit DH. And, you know, now he's hitting 359, I think. He leads the team with 65 RBIs. I mean, those three are the table setters, but the lineup, you know, when they do get into trouble, it's the bottom half isn't as productive as maybe it can be. And when they're sweeping a team like Texas, team like Vanderbilt, the bottom of the lineup, the entire 1 through 9 are really contributing. But it starts at the top with the Aloy brothers and Charles Davlan, the leadoff guy.
And you kind of started a little bit there, Jackson. I want to get your thoughts also on Gage Wood, who, you know, when you're looking at the numbers, I had to double check, 14 and a third innings pitch. He had an injury that he was dealing with earlier on in the season, but this past weekend against Texas, 9 strikeouts and 4 innings pitched, you know, I guess they're kind of, I don't want to say easing him back into things. I think that's a good way of putting it potentially, but your thoughts on Gage Wood, because Anthony Ianson for the last month and a half, Kate Anderson's been the ace all year for LSU, but Ianson's really established himself as a super high level, you know, secondary pitcher. And so you have these two really talented guys on Saturday as well. There's just going to be a lot of pitching this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance that if you get to the end of the year and both teams, Arkansas and LSU, like if it was a winner-take-all game scenario and you get to choose which pitcher you're throwing, I think that by the end of the year, Arkansas might be taking Gage Wood and LSU might be taking Ianson. I mean, you know, Root and Anderson are terrific, but Wood, they're easing him in. They're ramping him up. I mean, 20 pitches his first start back, I think 40, 42 his second, and then last week just under 60, I imagine. Get close to 80 this week, something like that. He's dynamic. I mean, he throws it upper 90s, 97, 98, then locates the curveball. I mean, the most incredible thing about him is 28 strikeouts and I think 2 walks still on the entire year and 14 innings. It's just he's a rare college pitcher that has this electric stuff and pounds the zone. And, you know, if Root can start going deeper into games, they're starting to get a Saturday guy that can maybe go 5 or 6. Again, I think the Arkansas offense has gotten so much love and rightfully so in, you know, this season, but the pitching staff still hasn't reached the ceiling that it could potentially get to. You know, that might not happen, but I think Gage Wood, where he's progressing right now, the staff, the team, the program, the fans are pretty excited about where he could be in the next couple weeks.
Talking to Jackson Fuller here from Arkansas beat writer for the Times Record. And, you know, Jay Johnson, LSU head coach, talked about this Arkansas program, raved about it, said there hasn't been a better one in baseball the last 10 years. Do you feel like head coach Dave Van Horn kind of gets slept on in the SEC?
Maybe by the fans a little bit, maybe. But I know, you know, every time we kind of pay attention to what the opposing coaches are saying, it's a lot of words similar to what Jay Johnson said this week. I know that the fans, the opposing coaches and the rivals really respect him. And, it's like what Jay said. It usually starts with the pitching staff, and like, that's a pretty good foundation, a base to be where you feel like every weekend you go into a series in the SEC and you have the advantage on the mound. So I don't know. I mean, maybe, and I think then, you know, that national championship would probably play a part. Yeah. Or the lack of a national championship would play a part in maybe some people underestimating him. But, you know, I definitely think there's a sentiment around the league from the rivals and fellow coaches that, you know, they understand how much how the type of impact Dave Van Horn's had on his Arkansas program.
Absolutely. There's a ton of respect for Jay and Dave Van Horn. And we were talking with Todd Walker earlier in the show, Jackson, and he mentioned that he thinks that Arkansas is the most complete team in the country, the best team in the country, because there's not really a hole on that roster. So I want to ask you if there is any kind of a weakness for Arkansas heading into this weekend series, because it's really hard to find. They play great defense. They have a great hitting core, both in conference and out of conference. And then the pitching staff is top three in team ERA as well. It's just, is there a hole on this Arkansas squad?
A hole, I think if you want to point to like a specific thing, the only two things you would maybe point to are the number three starter, just because Landon Vitalsheets, I think, has been a really quality number three guy. He's 4-0. He hasn't been charged with a loss all year, but I think Arkansas would like to get a little bit more innings out of their number three guy. And then maybe the bottom of the lineup has just been a little inconsistent, but you could say that about most bottom of the lineups. The one thing I'm really interested in seeing this weekend is Arkansas, like, they sweep Texas and Vanderbilt this year. Those are their two most impressive series. And both of those teams are elite pitching teams and not as great hitting teams in the SEC. And then their three series losses, Florida, Georgia, Texas A&M, are you know, teams that are typically known for slugging, home runs, runs. So I think that's something, and I know LSU hasn't been hitting as well recently, but they are a better hitting team, I think, than Texas and Vanderbilt. Like, how did the Arkansas pitchers fare on the road against a really high-quality hitting team? It's something that, you know, they've had a little bit of some struggles this year against teams that can hit the long ball and walk. And, you know, if LSU can poise that threat, it's going to be, you know, it'll be a really difficult challenge for Arkansas.
Jackson, definitely appreciate your time. How has Arkansas's luck been this year with weather? Because LSU's gotten delayed, I think, 16 times, Coach Jay Johnson said. And just wondering, hopefully you can bring some weather luck for us this weekend.
Not great weather this year here in Arkansas. So, but maybe it's like the two wrongs will make a right here, and we'll get some luck. I mean, we got to, right? It's the end of the year. It's the best time for college baseball. The weather guys have to shine on us, hopefully, this weekend.
Awesome stuff. Enjoy the baseball, Jackson. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man.
Jackson Fuller, Arkansas beat writer for the Times Record. You can keep up with him on Twitter at JacksonFuller16.